So it was an incredible day for Jesse Diggins and Keegan Randall winning team sprint gold today in Val di Fiemme, Italy, at the FIS Nordic World Championships. Jesse Diggins put in a fabulous penultimate leg, her last leg. She lost a pole, but she held her own and kept on skiing, got an oversized pole, and even extended her lead, giving Keegan a very nice advantage. And the sprint cup leader put the hammer down and crossed the line alone to win gold, historic gold for the USA. We're going to try to catch up with the girls in Italy and talk with them about their race.
Hello.
Hey, Keegan. Huge day for the USA and for you and Jesse, eh?
Yeah, we're pretty psyched.
You guys really put the hammer down and, brought a big gold for the US. Talk about the race a little bit.
Yeah, well, we've been excited about this race for a long time. And this is going to be a good shot for us here at the championships. And we both came in today feeling like we were in a good place, strong, and just knew that we could respond to anything that threw at us. And so we were just happy to put together some good rounds and feel like we knew we could and, yeah, make history. So I think the race played out perfectly. We know we were able to get in a good position and conserve energy in the first lap. Second lap stayed clean also, and then we really had good energy for a strong move. I mean, Jesse really went for it and just continued to drop the field when, even when she lost the pole, and just really cool to see her composure and just watch her ski away, because we knew Kava would try to make a move there, and Jesse beat her to it, so that was great, and I was just so excited standing in the exchange zone when I saw that we had a lead. I thought that was the perfect setup for the final lap, and glad I could get through without picking my ball between my legs.
Now, did you know that Jesse had lost her pole?
Yeah, because I could see on the big screen from where I was, although I was concerned about getting the snow out of my boots and into my bindings. But I saw that. I knew she was making a move and then started skiing without it, but you almost couldn't tell she was skiing without a pole. She just kept her legs moving and it was great, and Eric was right there to get her the pole. So, I mean, a little extra spice to add to the story, but didn't seem to slow her down one bit.
Oh, yeah. No, we were all on the edge of our seats when that happened. The look in her face was, pretty dramatic, but she held it together, and she even speeded up towards the end. This is your second medal, your second world's medal, and obviously, I think the first one was in 2009 back in Liberec. So how does it feel to have your second medal for the U.S.?
Well, it was incredible. I mean, I would say today is by far like the best race or the best day of my ski career so far. I mean, just to be able to share a race like this with a teammate, and just, yeah, I mean, the gold is always a little bit sweeter than silver. So, I mean, that first medal in 2009 was, a whole new benchmark for all of us, and that was an incredible experience. But today to be able to put together with Jesse, and like, we really spent a lot of time together the last 24 hours getting ready for this, and it's been really fun. And then the whole team, we could have had, several different candidates for both of these relay spots. So it feels good. And after a couple, kind of tough days for our team at the championships so far, it's just great to be able to finally put a good one together.
Well, listen, Keegan, so happy for you guys. A really spectacular day, great racing. You really know how to make it exciting. How did it feel crossing the line and knowing you had the gold?
It was good. I tried to be stoked for a moment, stay on my feet, but then the effort hit me. I was pretty tired, so I dropped down and got to lay in the snow, and then when Jesse came over, and we just sat sharing that moment, so special. So I don't think it hasn't totally sunk in yet, but we're just super psyched. I mean, our team was incredible today. We nailed the skis. Everybody was just positive and supportive and right there, and magical day.
Absolutely. I think it was also magical that Eric Flora happened to be the one that handled Jesse the pole, eh?
Yeah. I mean, it was great. It's been so cool to have him here, and, he was, training on the course beforehand, and so it's pretty cool that he got to be a real, part of our victory today.
Absolutely. So is Jesse there to speak as well?
He is, yep.
Okay, cool.
Hello?
Jesse Diggins.
Yeah.
Congratulations. What an awesome race you had today.
Yeah, really proud of the whole team, and like Keegan said, we knew that if we, if nothing crazy happened, then we had a good shot, and really nice, like, taking off to the fastest sprinter in the world, you're like, sweet. I just have to take off in the top five, and she's got the rest of this taken care of. But I wanted really badly to take off with like a little bit of something. So yeah, I've tried to make a move on the last lap, and it definitely helped that the last bikes just made the fastest pair of speed in the world. Like, they were so fast, and the coaches and techs were just on it today. They just did such a good job. It was really cool, and our teammates were hanging over the fences, screaming, and we had quite the cheering section out there. It was really awesome.
Absolutely. I think you had quite the cheering section here as well. So, Jesse, what was going through your mind when you lost your pole?
I tend to really ski a lot with my legs anyways. So I lost the pole and I was like, crap. And then I was like, whatever, I can just finish this with one pole. It's cool. I got it. And I was like, all right, they'll give me a pole at some point. And I was just like, keep going, because I was trying to make a move at that point. And then Flora just came just hauling down the hill with a pole and got it to me. It was so seamless. And then when I was able to tuck behind the finish line, took my pole off and get the pole back on and grabbed her. So it was pretty sweet. Yeah, I mean, I think she did me a favor, actually, because it gave me quite the adrenaline surge. Got me all fired up for the last half a day.
Yeah, you certainly looked fired up. You kept your pace and you kept your cool, which is very cool. And then you even extended your lead over her to hand off to Keegan. So that was, that put a smile on all our faces. So tell us how it feels to be a world champ.
I don't think it's quite sunk in yet, but playing a couple days.
Very good, Jess. Well, listen, we're all real proud of you guys. You really know how to make us cheer back home. And we want to wish you all the best with the championships and congrats on a gold medal for the U.S. All the best to you and the team.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Take care, Jess.
Bye.